In a referendum, Coventry voters resoundingly refused to give any more of their property taxes to stanch the river of red ink drowning the Coventry Fire District. They turned thumbs down on the fire district, even though it provides fire and rescue services to the most densely populated part of the community. These fed-up voters are the latest victims of a state with balkanized public services and too many overlapping government agencies. Rhode Island's the smallest state in the country, not large enough to be a county anywhere west of New Haven. Yet we have 77 fire departments, 155 separate pension systems, and more than 100 water systems. This all once made sense. New England's localism was the boast of a region that won praise from no less than Alexis de Tocqueville as far back as the 19th century. Rhode Island was hatched in rebellion from the British crown. Wary of central control, the colonists established a government that was close to the people with a powerful legislature and a weak governor. They set up services that boosted citizen involvement, and this worked well in a rural society based on the rhythm of the seasons and agriculture. And it worked when the American Industrial Revolution began in the 1790s with textile factories in the Blackstone Valley. The town of Burrillville has 5 fire departments, a legacy of the days when each mill village needed its own firefighters. These volunteer departments summoned firefighters who had to live close enough to a fire station to hear a siren when a fire broke out. We are no longer, of course, a bucket brigade society. Firefighting is now a skilled profession that requires special training and experience. It's a unique job. Long periods of tedium interrupted by frenzied moments when people's lives are in their hands. Firefighters deserve our respect. They ought to be paid well and given decent benefits. Yet in the 21st century, we don't need as many of them as we once did. Which brings up our state's crying need to run public services more efficiently, taking advantage of our connected, high-tech world to forge good services the taxpayer can afford. Our history of local control has bred a maze of agencies that carry bloated costs. Why are there 4 fire stations on the east side of Providence, where fires are scarcer than Mitt Romney bumper stickers during the last presidential election? Fire services reflect other government services in our city-state. Water services, school districts, our plethora of pension funds has created a quilt of seriously underfunded retirement systems that threaten the solvency of too many communities. Over the years, there has been much hot air at the State House about consolidating local services. Lieutenant Governor Dan McKee has tried to reopen discussion on the issue. He even convinced Governor Gina Raimondo to propose $100,000 to begin a serious study, but the General Assembly stripped this appropriation from the budget. Outside the Coventry polling station last week, a citizens group gathered signatures for a petition to the town council requesting 1 townwide fire department. Their banner stated, quote, "One town, one department. It's time. It makes sense." It's too bad that attitude gets such short shrift at the State House.